Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We can go to the lines. Bill of Shorewood, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
The child tax credit that you mentioned, there is data now available from the U.S. Census Bureau about how people with incomes below $35,000 spend that money. You are right to suspect they spend it well. They spend it on food, utilities, rent, clothing, school-related things like tuition and school supplies and so on. 91% of those households spend it on those basic needs. There are other categories with much smaller percentages, like vehicle payments. These are people that are trying to get along in this world with a broken down vehicle, and so they spend some of that money on that. Child care is another big one. So the data is out. They're not wasting this money or spending it on hunting trips in West Virginia or some other thing, like Joe Manchin once said. Anyway, I thought I'd point that out. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, that's very, very good data, Bill. Thanks for calling it. It's very, very good to have some hard, you know, hard rock data under this. And, you know, Manchin really went out of line when he said that. He said he felt that people were using the child tax credit to finance hunting trips. That's just plain stupid. It's just false, actually, is what it is. So that's very, very good to hear, 91%. And then other, you know, and you need a vehicle frequently. You know, you drive your kids to school or you drive your kids, depending on where you live, yourself to work and that kind of thing. Come on. That's just very good data. Thanks for calling. Okay, well, Gableman and Voss disgraced themselves again. I don't know why I have to keep saying it. But here is the update on the slush fund that's mainlining taxpayer cash into Gableman's veins. Here's what it is. Gableman and Voss have now announced that Gableman's inquiry, his cyber ninja, his low-rent junior varsity-type cyber ninja emulating Arizona, will now go past February. Initially, Voss said, well, it was December 31. I'm going to give him a two-month extension verbally, which is illegal. And then we'll keep paying the guy. And then he's going to come up with some recommendations. And then at the end of February, we're going to put it in a bill. Well, now they're saying, no, it'll go past February without a date. Without a date. And Gableman just issued new subpoenas to Dominion and ESS. ESS, Electronic Systems Software. These are voting machine companies. He issued them to Dominion for counties that Dominion does not have any machines in. One of the ironies of ironies is that Sidney Powell and Trump and Giuliani pulled Dominion out of thin air because they've heard of them. Dominion voting machines are largely used in rural areas that voted for Trump around the country. They're typically not used in urban areas that voted for Biden. And yet they falsely said that Dominion had a back portal that changed votes, that there's some Venezuelan system that counted the vote, and they just flat out lied. They flat out lied. Then Gableman said, I want to litigate my authority to issue subpoenas. Well, that's going to take a while. You have 30 days to file a brief in the circuit court. They'll sit on it for a month. They'll issue a decision. It's appealed to the Court of Appeals, 30 or 60 days, 90 days, then the Supreme Court. This is going to chew up till the idea is November, at least, it's going to go to. November, at least, it's going to go to. The $676,000 that they said they were going to spend is being burned through right now. It'll be burned through, all of it, in the next several weeks. Remember, they initially said it was $44,000. $44,000 to Gableman and about $3,500 to a couple of gorillas to go around and scare folks. Then it was 676. That is about to be exhausted. Through December 31st, there was 170,935, called 171,000 paid in salaries. And salaries to who? To Gabelman. He's now up to 11 grand a month. Where did that come from? Did the legislature approve that? No. Did Evers approve it? Did he veto it? He didn't have a chance. The speaker has a slush fund that mainlines into taxpayer money. That's not right. The speaker should not have a taxpayer slush fund. 52 grand has been spent on research. Oh, really? What, somebody's shaving, they look in the mirror and they think about something and they bill an hour? What kind of research? What do they find? What do they find? The original budget had 2,000 for equipment, but in November alone, they spent 5,400 for equipment in 1 month, including three laptops. The budget is 325 grand for data analysis. By whom? What data is being analyzed? It's been analyzed by independent state commissions here in Wisconsin to death. And then Trump ended up paying for another analysis of Milwaukee, Dane, and Brown counties. Those are the three big Democratic vote areas. So who's doing the analysis? What kind of sweetheart deal is this? Why does it cost 325 grand? Why don't they use state computers for free? Why don't they use state employees? This is nothing but a taxpayer slush fund. There should be guards, safeguards, lockboxes against around tax money. It should be very difficult to get into it. It should be on the up and up. And it should also require approval of the legislature. Okay, they're gerrymandered, so they'll approve it. But then that has to go to the governor, and he can veto it. And if he vetoes it, they'd have to pay this money out of the Republican Party. It's simply not right that Voss have access to taxpayer money without accountability. Is there any limit? This is going to end up well over $1 million. It's already 676. It's going to go indefinitely. 11 grand a month to Gabelman. They say, how long do you want to do this? What do you think he's going to say? I want to litigate a few things. Go to the lines. Bill of Economwalk, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Oh, Matt, boy, you are right on target. You are right on target. I think here's what we need. Our state, being ground zero, we talked about this once before for politics, we can talk about creating a referendum, but here's what we can do. We as taxpayers can send them a bill. We've got every right to. And then we can send a letter to Evers and say, stop allowing them to do that. You have the control as governor. Say, no, no accountability, no money. We're done. The taxpayers are done. They spent, you said a million. I say a lot more because their time, some of these elected politicians are supposed to be legislating, not investigating, not going, the wheels come off the bus and off they go with our money. That's insanity. And we as taxpayers say it's over. I wrote a little blog on about the January 6th commission. This is going to be the year of accountability for Republicans. They're going to be held accountable, and one of the guys there, I hope they subpoena him. I hope they cuff him and stuff him. Jim Jordan, he's wasted billions. I remember when he chased Hillary Clinton and Benghazi, I got on Fox News with Hannity and I said to Sean, you're a smart man. You keep interviewing Hillary. If somebody under oath lies, that's called perjury. Either charge her or move on. He got so mad at me, he hung up. He just was done with me. He couldn't answer that question. You know what I mean? But yet they are charging again the taxpayer, the federal taxpayer, just oodles of money, and nobody blows the whistle. Let's blow the whistle this year. It's the year of accountability. We're already starting with January 6th. Let's start it right in our state capitol, and if it means... I'm going to get off the air in about 2 seconds. It means that you want me to call them. I'll call their offices today. I have no problem. Boss, I'll get a hold of his secretary and say, look, I need a call back. How is he going to pay that bill? Is the Republican Party going to pay for it? Because the taxpayers are refusing. We're telling you right now, they're refusing. And he'll go, ha, 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 ha. he won't go ha ha.
No, this is all good. And you know, Bill, it really, you nailed it. And here's the deal. Everybody, and I'm going to throw something out that's not Republican or Democrat. Should the speaker have an unlimited tap in into taxpayer money for whatever he wants, with no approval of the legislature and no approval of the governor? Should anybody have his fingers? No accountant would say that you should be able to draw an unlimited checking account for whatever you want. That's just not right. That is a slush fund. We're going back to the lines. CJ of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, CJ?
Thanks for taking my call, Matt. And I want to thank God for Senator Joe Sinema and Joe Manchin and Senator Sinema for saving our democracy today. Inflation is a tax on lower income people. And, you know, Joe Biden is supposedly having a press conference today, and watch how scripted, who gets to ask questions, and when, and he's not held accountable, but his party will be in November. You know, the way he it was the beginning of the end for me when I saw him surrender Afghanistan the way he did. 60,000 allies left behind and hundreds of Americans. The way Kamala's handled the border, it's just a... the previous caller is right, but I think people who are going to be held accountable, finally, someone will have some common sense. And thank God for Joe Sinema, or Joe Manchin and Senator Sinema.
Well, you know, here's the thing. I'm glad you called in. By the way, we're going to a break. I have no control of when we go. I'm going to respond to your comments after the break. Important comments. I'm glad you called in. I have a disagreement. But I would simply say this, in Afghanistan, we didn't abandon people. We told them to get out 39 times, and the people that stayed were Afghans who had green cards. These are not what you would call typical American citizens. And secondly, we didn't abandon 60,000 people. The truth of the matter is the Germans and the UK people took their own people out. I did not like the withdrawal the way it occurred, but our hand was forced because of what Trump did in recognizing the Taliban. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. I got to jump up now. Got to feel.